Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Aimless Babble Z, episode 418. I'm Chris Adams, Ticket Master, joined by
RPG Maniac 05
and Trioptical.
So yeah, this week we've got someone from playing the who's going up, who's going down elevator. I don't believe it was actually ever a physical inanimate object, but whatever. And the news. So let's see what I've been playing. I played a lot of stuff, but most of it was like, you know, not really worthwhile to be like, oh, I played blah, 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 and this happened. It was just like, you know, dipping my toe in the water and stuff happened. Or just like my daily checkup in Gran Turismo, and I finally got like the logging 180 days or whatever thing on that. And I was like, you know what? I think I deserve more from this game for doing this, because that's a lot of time. That's probably like more time than most people spend in a game or with a game. I'm just saying. So yeah, like half a year, over half a year.
Are there not streak bonuses for logging in anymore?
Nope. Not a thing in that game.
Like, gasp.
The six had that, right? And it would you would get there were milestones, I think, that you would hit. And you would get something cool. But now I guess that's gone.
Let's see, what else? What else? What else besides that? Okay, so I was doing like the Xur thing for like the whatever of the nine, but then apparently I couldn't do it this week because I don't know why. And I was like, dude, whatever, I'm over it. I just didn't play. So like after I saw that, I was like, done. So kind of checked out there at the Destiny 2 BDSM Hotel of Fun Times. I don't know when I'll be going back. So yeah. Besides that, NBA Playgrounds 2, still chugging along in the season. It actually is only the 12 or 15 games or whatever, so when I get to the season, we'll see. Hopefully there's a credit roll, and I'm like, done. I'm never playing it again. And I got my money's worth. Yay. Yeah, because I got it myself for cheap. I don't remember how cheap, but yeah, I was probably not planning on playing it anytime soon, since it was just going to be a backlog game. But yeah, whatever. It's a nice... Got some time to play before I go to bed. I guess I'll do something and play some NBA Playgrounds. Besides that, I finished The Walking Dead, the final season. I'm not going to talk about it because Shadowfell and RPG haven't played it, so there's not really anything I can say about it without spoiling anything. So have fun waiting for them to finally do that.
I decided
Maybe
to get a
of
physical
stuff
copy
about it
because it was the last one.
Yeah, and then like I played it on Steam, and I just couldn't bring myself to play it on PS4. I was like, I don't want it to be over, man. I can't want it to be over. I could start it. I was just like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Wait,
I have so much traumatized.
Physical version of this already?
Yeah.
Oh.
And in a game mood, I was like, you know what? There's nowhere to go but down from here. I'm not playing anything today. I didn't play anything yesterday. It was weird. I was all out of it. I was like, man, how can you play anything after that? It's like a whole wrap-up of a thing. It's never happened before. Telltale never finished the season on anything. I was like, man, I'm not getting any of that ever again. Rip. Or fun times never happening again. Sad face. I mean, maybe, you know. Skybound games. Maybe they can... I mean, I guess I'll be doing other things since that story is over. But, you know. Just like the Shepherd. Never get any more of that. Sad face.
Once BioWare's done with Anthem, they might do more Mass Effect.
Not the same Bowery RPG. I'm kind of over them now. I'm kind of like, you know what? Kind of like, you know what? Everybody was right. Obsidian really was the like real better than BioWare team the whole time, and they're still around. So it's like, but unfortunately, Microsoft bought them, so
my goodness.
I can't play the game now. So whatever.
What's
maybe,
happening right
maybe
now?
They'll rise from the ashes, but yeah. Anthem's gonna, so I'm not playing that game anymore.
This isn't the Tekken I know.
What's happening? Don't worry. There's a huge backlog of episodes where you can listen to Tekken and BioWare's relationship all over again.
It's like me and Sega.
It's like me and Sega. Except the entire podcast is during the time period of like the Dark Ages. For you and Sega.
Man, those are good times. Except for when they weren't.
I also have been playing Monster Hunter World. I got the Teostra Gamma Armor finally. And I just need... And it's annoying because I got the thingies for the tickets for for the Dawn Tailored Armor, but I need the gems, and that event's not up right now. So I just got to wait for that and get, like, one more gem, and I got it. So, yay, another Gamma monster down, and as we wait for Gamma Nergigante and Iceborne.
Oh, right, that is this year.
So, yeah. Besides that, just doing stuff to get more money so I can upgrade all my stuff. And hoping for some gems to drop that I have not gotten yet. Or not gems, but, well, I've gotten the stream stones, but, like, more of the ones I need, because I keep getting lances or stuff that's not swords or long swords or blades or whatever that it is that I need for long swords. I had, like, one range one drop, so that was nice. I actually put it on the Boga, and I just made it, like, kill all the stuff with range weapons. That was cool. But, yeah, besides that, there's no event for the higher drop chance of crowns for monsters, so I haven't played any of that stuff. There's the Tempered Thingy tracks, but I've, like, got plenty of those investigations. I, like, not an issue. So, yeah, I'm good on that. And the only other thing I played was Friday. I played it all day. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm good. After days worth of playing, maybe I did play more after that. But then I was like, I don't think I've ever made fun. And I was just like, yes, I'm not. And I'm like, yeah. That's okay, whatever. Not my cup of tea. Knew that going in because hadn't played any of the Souls games.
And oh, I didn't know what you have expect. Never played Souls before.
And I was like, I just want some, you know, sword action, Feudal Japan. I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I had not read any of, like, the pre-release materials, or, like, didn't know what to expect going in. I was like, I don't know what this is. I know you're, like, some dude in Feudal Japan, sword action, whatever. So Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. I mean, it's a pretty game. And you can kill stuff with swords, and there's stealth. But, kind of on the frustrating side, I died a lot. And I was like, wow, I died a lot. And then I was like, yeah, I'm dying a lot. And then farther on I got, I was like getting shot by stuff that was, like, really far away. And I was like, how can it see me? And I was like, I can block. But I was like, it was just whittling me down, dude, like, throughout the day. It was just, like, small things, and it just was starting to get to me, and I was like, do I want to keep going? I don't really, I'm done. And I was just like, you won Sekiro, you can be one of those games that beat me, because you're not a fun thing for me, so I'm just gonna go do something else and enjoy my life. So yeah, did not agree with me, but whatever. Not every game you're gonna play you're gonna like, so you'll just sit there unfinished, and I'll be like, yeah, remember that one time I tried a From Software game, and everybody's like, oh man, From Software makes such awesome games, oh man. It's like, yeah, never playing any of those, because, yeah, just like my
visual novel experience
of, like, oh, reading, words, letters, stuff, anything happening? Oh, you don't play this. Oh, there's no gameplay. Oh, that's what a visual novel is. F this crap, so...
Not all visual novels things, are like no that, things. By the way.
From somewhere, I'll go get abused by by the Bungie if I want to, like, you know, have any grindy times, not just like kill, die. Whew. Yeah, man.
I'm sorry,
grindy times.
Hey. Sorry.
I mean, maybe it's like if, like, you know, the little Japanese character when the enemies attack, like, I'm wondering, like, if it says it in Japanese, I don't know Japanese, so I don't know if it says slash or poke, since I can't read the text. It's like, dude, saying, I've died a lot, and I can telegraph these things, so it's like, rock, paper, scissors, like, should I jump, should I roll, should I try to deflect, and every time, like, picking the wrong one and just dying, it's like, wrong again, well, how much fun was that taking? Not fun at all. Yeah. And then just, like, over and over and over. Then eventually it's like, oh, I killed it. And then it's like, but at what cost? At what cost?
Everything.
My pride. My pride is broken. And I feel like I'm terrible at this game and just terrible at games in general now. So why do I even bother?
Tekken. Foolish Tekken. Sweet, foolish Tekken. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, and then, like, the first time when I was against something that, like, could throw you, and I was like, oh man, I'm dodging the throw. I'm rolling away, and then it got me, and it threw me, but we were on the side of the mountain, And it's like, oh, there's no wall there. And it's like, oh, I almost beat him, but then he killed me in one throw off the mountain, and I'm dead. And I have to get all the way back there. And oh, that was the thing. Yeah. Yeah. And like the ninja, like on top of that thing, and like we fought, and I was like, hey, you didn't have a sword. It's like, can your foot, like, you know, block my sword? It's not a sword, but whatever. And then it's like, oh, he's kicking me. Oh, I haven't been taught how to do this yet. Oh, I'm dead. And it's like, oh, well, maybe next time, maybe I'll like learn something by the time I get there to like help me against. Maybe if I search it out, but it's like, whatever. No big deal. Whatever, man. No big deal. Just not my cup of tea. Just watch it on stream, man. You'll be entertained for like the whole 12-hour archive or whatever of Tekken getting murdered over and over and like slowly getting to the mountain side. Like, all right, I made it to the mountains. Oh, there's a bunch of dudes with guns. Oh, I have a sword. That's not a good combination. This game, it's already getting frustrated. It's like, you know what? Let's just euthanize ourselves in this game and just like in it. Just in the suffering that we're about to go through, because long range weapons versus dude with sword, and it's like, if I can sneak up on them, but then and there's like some tool I could get to like, you know, try. I mean, I'm like on the cusp of like jumping back into the game, like maybe trying to like get that thingy and see if like does that next appendage tool help. But it's like, I don't think it will. It's like, will it just like block all the bullets? Probably not. Will it like deflect the back? It probably won't. It's like, it's probably not gonna work like I wanted to, and just not be good enough for me to overcome my terribleness at the game. So it's like, I'll just go do something else. So yeah.
Oh. So my experience hasn't been quite as bad as Tekken's, but
and that's all I've been playing this week. Lots of dying and being sad. Telltale, thanks, games, for ruining my week. But hey.
But did she die?
Something.
So, I mean, that's the real question. But did she die?
We have to find out by playing it yourself, or BG.
I mean, I'm just going to make my assumption and think she did. But now that I know there's a physical one,
my channel.
I can do it. Oh, wait, is there a physical one of the season before that one, too?
Yeah.
Okay. So I could just grab both of them.
I don't know that either of them have the game on them, though.
Wait, what?
Because I know, at least the second season, you could buy it when only episode, I think, 1 and 2 were out. Mm-hmm. But you could buy it physically, which means, like, well, where do the other ones come from? And, like, you download them. So it was like, it was a case with part of the season in it. And access to the rest of it as it became available.
Oh, that's a weird.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Concept. I guess it's like a physical key to the lock, I guess.
This one is out already, so maybe everything is on there. I don't remember how they did it for the third one.
I mean, I guess in theory, they technically could have had it finished and just printed it and just wanted to wait out the digital release before they're just like, now you can have it. Now you can make yourself cry.
It is being like released by different people now, so maybe.
So there's that. There is that.
So yeah, what has your Sekiro experience been?
Well, Sekiro.
I got all these skill points and I didn't spend them.
Hey, stop judging.
No, I guess it doesn't really help because I spent all mine. Hey, how'd that help me?
You spilled all yours, and how'd that work out for you, bro?
I mean, I was on the next cusp of like getting more things, and I was just like, you know what? I think I'm done. So it's like, yeah, maybe one of them. I mean, I'd been putting points into things, and like, you know, it was going okay, I guess, but not good enough because I was like, this needs more fun, and I don't think there's any more fun in this box, so I'm just going to move on to the next one.
Yeah, well, I didn't spend my points, and then, you know, once I had enough, then I was just able to buy a bunch of crap all at once, which I like to do. And it was wonderful.
Oh, also, we identified why RPG does these things, and like, what his problem is, he's a hoarder.
I'm not a hoarder.
I just like to
make sure that I can get a bunch of stuff at once, because
you know, he has one.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you never know when you might need all these things, and you just want to.
Order would say.
I mean, you know.
Order.
Useful. Never know. Never know, man. Never know. But yeah, so I started playing Sekiro, but I guess as someone who is more familiar with the Souls series, I was a bit more prepared than Tekken was, obviously, for this. So my experience wasn't anywhere near as jarring when I started playing. So early on, I just did a lot of farming as I practiced my stealth abilities, because as a stealth game, it makes it a bit more difficult for me. Because I mean, if it was just like more in the styles of like a Souls game, I would have been fine. But I am not great at stealthing, and that makes things slightly more difficult. So there's that little hiccup. But I mean, thankfully, you can still, you know, brute force your way through things if you have to, because I had to. So I still just went through and murdered everything. And, you know, it was just as effective as trying to sneak around everything, because everything still died. So that means they couldn't alert anyone if they were all dead. So there's that. There's that fun time. So I didn't really like make any progress over the week, because their release for it was like on Friday, which who does that, guys? So I always have to go to work early on Fridays, and then after that I have to work days after that. So I didn't really get a chance to do much of anything until like today, because I was off today. So I was able to do more Sekiro stuff. Now I haven't died as much as I guess Tekken has, but again, I'm a bit more experienced with the From Software brand of brutality than he is. So
have you died as much as Dagger seems to have?
I don't know, because I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with her count.
Oh, it's in the probably low 30s now.
I have not died in the low 30s yet. Bit much. Although she may be farther than me, though, because she did mention seeing the giant snake that I just saw today. So she might be a little bit farther along than I am. But I have not died anywhere near that much. So there's also that. But now, on to its similarities to its predecessor series. The only real similarities they have is the whole, I guess, checkpoints reviving enemies type of deal going on, because the combat and gameplay and everything is like very different from the Souls series style of games. So people who are just picking up Sekiro and having not played any of the other games, this is definitely not going to help you play the other games. So do not pick those up thinking that, oh, okay, should be fine, because
I'm a master now.
You are going to be in for a very rude awakening when you go into them, because yeah, they do not function the same way. As a matter of fact, I mean, in some regards, Sekiro is a little bit easier. Because there's things that they do have that kind of that the Soulsborne series do not, that kind of make it a bit more accessible for people who are playing these games, kind of like the whole countering system, which is the main thrust of the game for Sekiro. It's a lot more complicated in the Soulsborne series, and most people don't even bother using it, because it's kind of like you need like perfect timing and perfect windows of opportunities in order to pull off these ripostres, I think they what they call them or whatever. But and they are quite difficult, to the point that most people don't even bother using them unless you're going up against another player, because that they're a bit human people are a bit more difficult to deal with than AI. So there's that. But so yes, the gameplay itself is quite a bit different. especially the reliance on stealth. A lot of stuff in the Soulsborne series is kind of like hidden from you, so it's kind of hard to stealth things that you can't even see. So it's kind of like they're all Sekiros, and you're the guy running around like as a random boss person thing or whatever. So kind of like the roles are reversed. But also the combat is a lot faster and more fluid than you get with the Soul series. And again, you don't have classes and all these things. You only have the one ninja guy and his prosthetic. So it is quite a bit different. So, I mean, even though it is a From Software game, the similarities are not as many as you would expect, considering. Because when I was talking to the guy that I work with, I told him, I was like, if anything, it's closer to Bloodborne than it is any of the Souls games because of how more of an active battle system there is. So it's like you kind of have to be more aggressive or on the offensive when you're playing, because the game kind of encourages that somewhat. Because the idea behind it is like, even though they have health bars, kind of the idea is more to kind of throw the enemy off balance so you can do death blows, which can happen if you fill up their posture meter by either deflecting or dodge attacking and you know, countering things like that, and it makes them easier and more susceptible to the attacks. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of encouraged to kind of take advantage of a lot of these situations and learn the enemy's behaviors and how they move, so that way you can counter more effectively to them. And I mean, in that you have your ninja tools to kind of help with that, because I mean, I don't know how many there are in total, but there are quite a few early on that you get that are useful in like oddly specific situations. So there's a good chance that there's quite a few ninja tools in order to kind of take advantage of the different enemy types and everything, because like you get the first basic one is just probably just the more, I guess, basic one, is that you get the shurikens, which, I mean, your standard ninja tools. But then
those didn't seem very helpful at all.
They're good for, actually, I mean, they're good for like taking out weaker enemies very quickly, like the wolves or
those are like a one-hit kill enemy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Once they die,
if you're getting mobbed, it's easier to just sling one and kill them while you can focus on the... Oh man,
when you get mobbed in that game, it's over, dude. It's like not a good... there's like not a good way to deal with multiple enemies at once in that game.
There is, actually.
Don't you run?
Well, you can run away. That's like it.
No, you can fight them off. You just have to get good.
Well, no, but, like you run, and then they have to sort of...
Oh,
they can't all mob you.
But you have...
Yeah, because you're like way more maneuverable, so you can just like... whatchamacallit, that thing that he has with the grapple hook and run away.
Yeah, but although the problem is some enemies will like still stay aggro to you unless you get far enough away, so they'll just like wait under you until you come down. So they'll just sit there and look at you and be like, you're gonna come down eventually. Because
yeah, I had that happen with like a bunch of bosses and sub bosses where it's now. Like I was hoping they would just like walk away and like de-aggro and I could resurrect and like death blow them again, and it never happened. And I was
that's
like, dude,
you
what's even
them
the
with
point?
A shuriken.
That has no effect, Capricorn. I used a lot of shurikens. They never worked at all and helped at all. I was like, these are useless.
Well,
maybe
you
it's
also
like
have
10,000 or 20,000.
Well, you also have to time it too, because some enemies can block them if they're looking right at you and you throw them. you kind of have to be more opportunistic with your attacks. So
then you just
it's
tell
like,
them I was aiming for your weapon.
Exactly. Exactly. So for those, it's like, especially like the mini bosses, they'll deflect them if they're like looking right at you when you throw them, because they're like, I mean, I'm standing right here.
I meant to do that.
it's like I know exactly what you're doing. But if you are able to like hit them, it's like, because the shurikens do vitality damage. So and that's the thing too. There are two ways to kind of
that was, man, I was so confused for the longest time on like the two bars, because like even in the tutorials I was like, I'm still confused. I'm just pushing the buttons and you said I passed it, but I don't know how to read this thing.
I don't know how I did.
Until later on, I was like, oh, that's what that means. Well.
Yes. So the posture bar is for throwing them off balance, which allows you to get death blows easily. Mm-hmm. And then most enemies only can survive when death blows. The bosses all have two, so you have to kill them twice. But the vitality bar kind of works the same way as like a regular health bar. So the enemies will die if they lose all their vitality. Bosses are just now open for a death blow if you take down their vitality bar. So you more or less have to knock them off balance with the posture or take down their vitality in order to do the death blow for them. So you don't, it's not like a free, it's not like a kill per se. You have to actually still death blow them for them to be onto their next health bar type deal.
So you can't chip them to death.
You cannot chip them to death. No. So yes, you will eventually have to kill them, because if you don't, well, they're going to kill you because of reasons. Also, another thing about this game that makes it different from the other its predecessors, there's like bosses everywhere. So usually with the Soul series, there's like a major boss after an area thing, but technically anything with two death blows counts as a boss in this game, or a mini boss, whatever they consider them. So those are scattered pretty much like all over the place, because even within like the first area, there's like five or six of them, or might be more than that. And it's not, and the area in which they are all in is not particularly huge. So it's like, oh, there's bosses everywhere in this place. So so there's also that. So you do need to kind of like get a quick understanding of the battle systems and learn your various skills in order to make sure that you're able to, you know, fight properly. And again, some of the tools help for specific situations. Cause like some enemies are susceptible to certain things, like animals and beast type characters are very susceptible to the firecracker tool. So there's a boss in one of the areas that rides a horse, and using the firecracker scares the horse and like opens him up for you to do extra posture damage and stuff to, and also vitality damage to him while he's like semi stunned. So there's stuff like that. And then there's just various tools just kind of lying about, I guess. But you do have to find some of them. I don't know if there really are technically any like required ones you find, or you just kind of like run across them as you are exploring, because some of them the enemies do talk about. There's an eavesdropping mechanic that you have where you where the enemy, some in, certain enemies will be like kind of like in the area, and there'll be like an icon like over them that says you can eavesdrop, and usually it kind of gives you hints on different things, like a couple of the enemies are talking about the flame barrel that has the everlasting flame or whatever, which is one of the ninja tools that you can get to make your flame vent, and those kinds of things kind of point you in that direction. Like the same thing with the firecracker, where the guy is like, he's next to his horse and he's like, oh, my horse got startled by this loud noise, and that kind of ended up being my downfall. So it's like,
I heard that and that went all over my head. I didn't even use the firecracker on that boss, so yeah.
Good job. So yes, for those people who actually...
I just thought he was learning his portion, it was like a sad scene, so yeah.
So yes, for those of us who have played Souls games, we pay attention to everything, because everything is useful.
It's just like, oh man, his horse died, that's so sad.
So no, that's kind of like your now whole cue.
Now I know.
Like, it's telling you, basically, it's like, use the firecracker. Use it. Like, the game basically shouted it at you. And Tekken pretty much ignored it and was just like, worried about the
sports. Had it yet, though, when that happened.
He's like, oh my gosh, that poor guy's dead horse. It's like, Tekken, you're missing the point of that. You're missing the point of that entire scene. You're missing the point of that entire scene. So yes. Things like that. Eavesdropping helps you like get various hints about certain things. So it is useful to make sure you stay out of sight when there's an eavesdropping opportunity, so that way you can get these wonderful hints and whatnot. Although, even if you didn't have the guy with the horse thing, Tekken, in the description, it even says that it startles beasts and stuff. So it's like it kind of spells it out for you. It's like, by the way.
Yeah, but it's a guy on a horse. It's not just a horse.
Yes, but the horse, for the love of all things holy, the horse is an animal. So it's like kind of obvious. It's like, I don't know. This guy is riding an animal, and the guy I just heard outside said his animal was startled and died horribly in the process. Maybe I should be able to exploit this. But Tekken was like, no, this can't be important, but that poor guy's horse. That poor guy's horse.
To be fair, oh, I think it does take a certain mindset to be like going around and like everything you hear is like, oh, I'm going to exploit that. Oh, I'm going to exploit like in real life. That's kind of a psychopath.
Thank you, Drew.
Yes, I'm a psychopath because I'm suspicious of everything.
Oh, I have gained information that I can use to my advantage.
I mean, just because you don't do something like that in real life, in a video game, that makes sense. It's like, well, why would, like, what other reason would they have to be having this random information? It's like, no, this can't possibly be useful.
Flavor text. He's just like, oh, now I know something, a little something about that guy. He's suffered a loss. Maybe,
yeah, but you murdered
maybe
him shortly
he'll...
after that, so it doesn't matter. Like, I stabbed him right after he said it. So now he's with his horse in heaven, or hell, depending on how they work there. So, I mean, you know, it did him no good. He garnered no sympathy, and I still murdered him. So, you know.
There wasn't a point where you could go up to him and be like, I'm sorry about your horse, man. And he was like, thanks, bro. You can go ahead.
I mean, even if he could. He's dead now, so he definitely won't be doing that. He definitely won't be doing that. So, I mean, but yes, I'm just saying, like I said, the experience is obviously different for people who have played Souls games and people who haven't. So Tekken has just proved this. And yeah, those are things. Those are things. So, like I said, my experience has been a bit different from his because I'm a bit more experienced in the ways of the From software and their craziness and whatnot. But yes, I mean, I've been enjoying it so far, but I haven't like gotten very far because, again, I was mostly like kind of like farming and playing around since I couldn't really make any headway while I have to go to work. So I've only just recently started to like do anything. So I was, today, after I finally decided to spend my millions of skill points, I went and just like killed four bosses back to back. And I was like, see how much easier this is with skills. And then I learned a valuable lesson. I learned a valuable lesson. So, you know, spend your skill points, guys. Once you have a bunch of them, still hoard them. Don't listen to what anybody has to say, because now you can have 6 million skill points at once. And then all your enemies are going to be like, oh my gosh, how did he suddenly become so powerful? And it'll be like a Dragon Ball Z episode. So, you know, there's that. There's that. But yeah, that's pretty much my experience with Sekiro anyway. I do still need to work on my stealth, but I mean, one thing at a time, I guess. One thing at a time.
Do you think you'll make it and then be like, oh, I can take on other stealth games now?
I doubt it, because stealth. And like I said, my version of stealth is a lot different from everybody else's, because the way I see it, if everyone's dead, I am technically being stealthy because everyone is dead. So, yeah, there's also that. There's also that. And I think another thing that kind of gets me with stealth games, though, is like the ones where you have to like hide bodies and stuff, because I always seem to pick the worst places to hide things for some reason, because it's like I'll drag a body somewhere or whatever, and then all of a sudden like every guard in the area would just happen to patrol that area and be like, what's going on over here? And then seriously, none of you were here like
10 minutes ago. What's going on? They're like, guys, there's a body over here. There must be somebody here. And I was like, oh, crap. So it's just like, yeah, I don't
do stealth very well. I make a lot of bad mistakes and yeah.
Did you play anything else this week?
Well, that was it.
I remembered something else I played because I forgot about it. But before the podcast, because I was trying to palette swap, because I was like, well, after The Walking Dead and after, you know, Sekiro, I kind of like move on with my life and, you know, eventually play something. So I was like, well, what's on my PS4's hard drive? And I was just like looking through games. I was like, eh. And I ended up going through very speedily the story of Injustice, because I was like, well, maybe I can play Injustice too, but I was like, I don't remember what happened, so I just like play through that real quick to like get caught up on the story. And I was like, well, now I don't feel like downloading and playing it, so I mean, well, I guess it's already on the hard drive. I was like, I don't feel like playing it, so I was like, let's play something else. And then I was like, okay, what was that one game I wanted to play that was like that one racing game that I got for Super Jeep? And I was like, I don't remember, let me see. And I was like, oh, it's not on here, let me go download it. So I played Horizon Chase Turbo finally, which is basically just an arcade racing game, very similar in the vein of I would say Outrun, but it's different because I hadn't played it, but like visually it looks the same. It's like you're just in a car going down the road racing through different courses, and that's kind of what makes it different, is it's not just a bunch of levels that are strung together, it's just a course that you go one at a time in the main mode. And then there are other modes that you unlock that are like different things. So you can do like the tournament thingy. There's a playground, I think, and then endurance. I haven't gotten any endurance courses yet. And I made it like at least 25% through like the main world tour mode. I just haven't finished it. I was like, well, let me get the 25% and I'll just keep going back to it when I have time, blah, blah, blah. Like NBA Playgrounds, it'll be my other B tier game I'll just play whenever. So did that. It was fun. It was a nice, fun game. There's a bunch of stuff to unlock. Like you get these little tokens or whatever after each race. And like after you get enough, you unlock a new car or a new course in the world tour or a different mode to play and stuff. And it was very enjoyable and a nice way to come down off of that Telltale Sekiro scenario I went through of like, oh well, I just played this, I can't play anything else, and like, oh, I don't want to play anything else because I'm terrible. So yeah, that's all I'm playing.
Sorry, it was
a fun time.
Happened to you. I'm sorry that happened to you, Tig. But you should still try the Soulsborne games. Don't let Sekiro scare you away from them.
Never going to happen now.
Yeah, but ever again. Difference, because at least with those,
like, I mean, I like in the game it was like when you beat bosses you get more health or something, and I beat like a couple and I was like, that barely went up, I'm still gonna die a lot, and I did, and I was like, well, yeah, and I got the abilities of like you get to you heal yourself more, and it's like, that doesn't seem like I'm healing myself more, I feel like, no, this isn't really false advertisement on all these skills, and it's like, oh, I got this.
Yeah, it's a little like I said,
whatever. It should be really awesome. It doesn't do very much posture damage. This is useless. Why did you even give this to me? This doesn't seem very helpful at all. Yeah, whatever.
It's different. I mean, like I said, with the Souls games and the Bloodborne games, like one, you have the online component, so you can have people to help you through stuff for one, and two, you don't have that weird skill system they have in this game.
Fighting the dead soldier dude of like over and over again, I was like, okay, I've got this down right. And then like I was like, oh wait, this whole UI is not really explained very well. I don't really understand the whole posture damage thing. Whatever. It's like, oh, the one on the bottom is mine. And I guess I just hadn't been seeing the ones on top of the enemy as I fight them, because that's kind of a lot to like look at when I'm trying to parry and deflect everything and not get killed. And it's like, come on, dudes. Can you just make that? Can you just make that the meter? No, you can't. Okay, whatever. And it's like, well, what happens when mine gets full? How do I even know? It doesn't tell me how to read it. So it's like,
just
no,
like they do.
Well, I'll just hope it doesn't break and hope for the best. But I'll probably be dead by then, which I usually am. So what's the matter?
Oh my. I'm sorry, Tekken.
And then every time when there was like a rock, paper, scissor, and it's like, oh, I'll try this time. Or, oh, it looks like he's trying to stab me and like do the thrust. Oh, that looks like a spin if I, and like every time wrong. Every hit is like, oh, I lose like 40% of my health. And it's like, why? It's like, oh, I'm doing fine with the normal attacks. Normal attacks easy. And then it's like, oh, he's flashing above his head. I'm going to die. And then, yeah. Just taking the damage.
Well, you have to watch what the enemy's actually doing before they attack you to make sure you know what you're doing. Because, I mean, like with the spear guys, 90% of the time it's them trying to stab you because, you know, it's a spear. I mean, they will occasionally swipe at you, but it won't happen very often. Down.
That was not bad. It's just the sword dudes. It's like it could be a stab or a spin. Oh, and then I fought a general who could do all three, and I was like, I'm gonna die a lot, and I did. And then it was like, yeah, that was not a fun time. That was not a fun time at all. Because it's like, oh, there's strokes on me, and I lost 90% of my health bar, and I don't have any more healing seeds. Because yeah, and then yeah, it's like, oh, and then there's dudes on the roofs that are shooting at me with arrows as I'm trying to do this, and it's like really, really irritating. I was like, ooh, this is making me angry. This is making me angry. But then I beat him. I was like, yeah, who's dead now? Ha 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 ha. And then, yeah, but then, you know, yeah, I was like, yeah, that was whatever.
Enjoy.
And then I saw someone's clip on Twitter. There was like a boss with like more than two death blows. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And
like, I'm not doing this.
Twitter, and someone was like, hey, look at this boss. And it looked really hard. And it was like a bunch of blocking. And I was like, this is very, that's another thing, is like, this game's kind of stressful. And like, I'm a very anxious person. And it's like, you know, you're on like the edge of death all the time. And it's like, I don't know if I could take this. And I guess I just couldn't take it. And I was like, you know what, Sekiro? I can't take this right now. And maybe when we're out of the darkest timeline and I have to worry about dying in real life all the time too, I can come back to you and like be happy and play this. But until then, it's like, this is not what I signed up for and not what I was expecting. So it's like, I just wanted some like happy, fun time, samurai ninja action in like Kyoto, Japan. And that's not what this game is.
But you got a From Software game instead. LOLs. LOLs. Yeah, these type of games would definitely be stressful for people who are already prone to those kinds of things. There's somebody on my Twitter that like he's been posting about him playing through Sekiro, and I think he's kind of had like a similar experience to Tekken, and talking about how like stressful it is for him to be playing, and how like one fight, I think he was fighting one of the bosses in the estate, the Lady Butterfly, and she requires a very you have to be basically constantly just everything all the time. So he was just talking about how he was sweating and his heart was all pumping, and he was just like so stressed that he was playing. He was like, I think I'm done with this game because it's too much.
Some of the bosses, like, you get them so close. It's like, I almost got him. It's not like Monster Hunter, it's like, oh, I just keep trying to like get him. It's like, no, it's like you're just hitting the wall over and over, like bashing my face in, and like the blood is just like trickling down. And I was like, this is not a fun time. I think I'm done. Sekiro, go off yourself.
You're having fun yet, Sekiro?
It's like, I should have known better. I should have known better from this From Software game, but now
I'll try something new. I'll try something new. Heard me play these games, like, should have known.
You sound like you're having fun, RPG. You sound like you're enjoying yourself. Everybody gushes all over these games. I was like, you know what? Tekken wants some of that. And then Tekken got some of that. And he did not enjoy it. It was not a fun time.
The earliest talk was, oh, Demon's Souls is so hard, so hard, so hard. And then RPG played it. And he was like, it's not that hard. And like that is what we've heard here. They're not that hard. And then like my experience is, I have Demon's Souls. I actually have most of the Souls games, but I haven't played through Demon's Souls, and RPG carried me through some section of Bloodborne, so that when I went back, I was like, I have no idea where I am, or what I'm doing here, or anything. It's like, whoops. Yeah, pretty tough. And then there was also the, what was the magic one? Something Sacrifice. Was it called Soul Sacrifice? Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a From Software game.
It was like a different-ish, but also kind of like that feeling type game. But yeah. despite all that, I did pick up Sekiro also. But I did not accomplish my goal of actually getting to it, because I was like, okay, Sekiro comes out on Friday. I have, last time I said, because I you know, didn't play what I was supposed to be playing, I had Thursday to finish The Division. And of course that didn't happen. Played it into Friday, picked up Sekiro, and then played, and then picked up a bunch of stuff, which is a different thing. Played more of The Division, and now I'm like, I'm close to the max level, but it doesn't seem like I'm close to the end of the story. And also, there's like, there's some progression glitches that are very annoying. I think they all have to do with matchmaking. And if, like, if you matchmake with people who are ahead of you,
because
now I'm stuck on another one where I'm supposed to go talk to this guy, but I can't interact with his door. And it's a known bug that basically is like, oh, you can't, there's no way to progress. I'm just like, great. So I'm waiting for patches now. And
oh no,
I was like, well, now what I do is that, I mean, I guess there's like 100 side stuff things that I could do. I just can't finish the main campaign, which is what I wanted. So yeah, I'm kind of stuck, and I decided, all right, I'm just gonna play around these other activities. One of the things I really like is capturing the control points, because I don't know. I guess it's like, I like these games that allow you to have sort of this positive effect on the world. And taking the control points means that, like, you're the good survivors, quote unquote, are able to like gather resources and stuff more easily without being attacked and stuff. And it changes, like, on the map, it says, if it's not, if you don't have all the control points, it's like, oh, this area is hostile. And then once you do, it's like, oh, this area is friendly. It's like, yeah, I love that so much. I'm going to do this over and over. Nice. So I was capturing control points, and then I was like, I discovered the PvP mode. I was like, oh, yeah, there's PvP in the second one of a different type. It's not just Dark Zone. There's also sort of what you would expect from PvP in a Tom Clancy game. A pseudo tactical 4-on-4 shooter type thing. There's also like a domination type mode. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go play some of these. And it, like, it seems to reward you pretty well. You get, so far when you level up, you get these like supply caches or caches that give you 2 to 3 items when you open them, equipment. And then beyond that, I'm not really sure how you get them, except playing through this like PvP mode, where I think you can, you have like a separate level for PvP, and if you level that up, you get supply catches. And then there's also somehow, if you perform in a certain way in the matches, which I haven't figured out because I'm not really paying attention to the game anymore. I mean, I wasn't to begin with. It's like, it's very complicated. There's like, yeah, I talked about it with weapons, right? Just like, I'm just picking whatever has the highest damage. So I have a shotgun and a sniper rifle because, of course, they have the highest damage. It would have been helpful if they just like put DPS, but no, they had to split it up into damage, rounds per minute, and like, I think it's like how quickly you can reload it. You could figure all that into a DPS thing, but no, they didn't do that. So I was like, I don't want to think about it. I'm just going to pick whatever has the highest damage number. And yeah, same thing here. It's like, I'm getting something. I don't know how exactly, but I'm getting something. So, and this game is not too taxing on me. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to play some PvP, and then when I'm bored of that, then I'll play some of the capture control points, and then just switch back and forth until they fix this progression bug. So, yeah, I am not at the end of Division 2, although I still think it's very fun, mostly because of the, yay, friendly neighborhoods! great.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna play a lot of stuff.
We saw your tweet. Yes,
that picture of all those games, which I believe there was maybe 15 of them, 14, 15. That was not one shopping trip. So I guess that's good, but also bad. It was like 3 or 4 different shopping trips. And what was bad about it?
So that means you consciously decided you needed 6 million games because you didn't stop at one. Like, it'd be one thing if you're like, you know what? Let me get this 2 while I'm out. Let me get this 2. No, you went home. You went back out multiple times, already knowing that you had a butt ton of stuff that you had just bought. But I'm the one with the problem. Okay, hey,
so,
sir.
So here's the part that you got wrong is that you said I went out knowing that I had a butt ton of games. I think the problem is I kind of forget that I have them.
How do you forget that?
Because what I did. So the first of those games was Far Cry New Dawn. I got that on launch day. Because it was $10 at the store. And I was like, really? Like, they have zero faith in this? Or, you know, they know that they're going to price drop very soon. So they just like, whatever, it's day one, $10.
It was like here. $20 like a week or two ago.
Yeah, it was like super cheap. So I was like, all right, you know, I'll get it.
I bought it, but I didn't.
Because it's so cheap. Tropical. It's $10. That's lower than the $20 threshold that you talk about. So I had it, but I didn't open it. And in fact, that one wasn't in the picture because I don't know where it is right now.
Wonderful. This has escalated already.
So another day I was out and I saw that they were GameStop is like clearancing out some of their older stuff. So they were doing a 4 for $10. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, I'll, you know, I like oddities. And oftentimes oddities are like these weird games or like licensed games that you're just like, why did they even make this? And so, yeah, like I was looking for stuff like that, you know, like the I saw that there is a pro bull riding game on PS4. Like, that's crazy. But anyway, yeah. So I was just like, OK, I looked through a bunch
did
of games.
You buy it.
No, that one was not on sale. That one actually came out at the end of last year. It's a new game.
Here's the thing. Because you didn't say that you wouldn't have bought it. You just said
if it was cheap, it wasn't yeah, on sale. I would have got it.
Which means you considered buying a professional bull riding game for your console, knowing full well that you already have like 6 million games that you haven't even opened or looked at. So
kind
you know,
of
I just
like it's not. Yeah, like it really is not knowing full well, because if I'm not looking at them like in physical like meat space, it feels like it's very easy to forget them. It's gotten to the point where not. You know, yeah. I'm at the store and I'll be like, oh, this is really
sounds
cheap.
Like a problem, Tropical.
Do I even have do I have this game though? I'm not sure.
I mean,
but
the
yeah,
answer
no,
is probably always just in your case. I mean, it shouldn't be like,
but I got
a good
I think,
chance I do in fact have this.
That day I got, I think, 2 sets. So like 8 games for $20. And then there was another time. And then I just like brought them home in the bag and I put them in a corner of a room. And then that's where they've been. and then I think it was like last week they were doing four more expensive games, like higher tier games, but 4 for $20. I was like, oh, okay. So now I can look at like $10 and below games and get a discount here. And I looked and I found a bunch and then I got those too. I brought them home and put them in the pile. And, you know, like yesterday was the first time I looked at the pile, like actually.
Wow.
I was like, I poured them out. And I was like, oh, shoot, this is like a lot of stuff.
I'm thinking just like Tropical has like a pile of games and it's somewhere. Like Castaway Tom Hanks style. It's like it's like made itself into a person and he like has it like a name. Like I have a guy in the corner and it's like Tropical's piles of Mr. Pile.
Pile of
it
games.
He just sits there and he's like, yeah, Tropical, all these games for you to play. You play.
He's like supporting like, your hobby. Yeah. Like, buy more Tropical.
You made it more to the pile, Tropical.
Oh, make me bigger.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me now.
Basically, yes. It's now become his little shop of horrors. It could not have been a better... That is a perfect reference for him and his nonsense.
Yeah, it was really crazy because when I looked at it, it's like, it feels like a lot. I mean... That's why I shared it. It's like, it feels like this is something that would... That is like typical me and... I don't know. Yeah, because if you look, a lot of the games like Knights was not reviewed well. None of the Kinect stuff reviewed well.
Yes. So you're saying you bought Kinect games in 2019, John? Sounds like a problem.
The Wii U games did review well, but they were really expensive. For like the entire lifespan of the Wii U, and so when I saw them at this price, I was like, "Oh man, I should get those." Mad World, I was like, "I don't know if I have this, but it's so cheap. If I do have it, I'll just bring it back."
Still play your Wii and or Wii U.
What was that?
Exactly.
No, my Wii U gets lots of use, just not by
me. Lies, because your daughter plays it, so it's not the same thing. I'm pretty sure you're not going to let her play Bad World, so there's that.
Well, she won't want to.
You don't know her life.
What was the other stuff? There was just like, there's a lot, because the PS4 is so popular, there's a lot of like odd, I can't believe this exists games on there. We've been talking about getting Farming Simulator, right?
Oh, yeah.
There was like a cheap... real farm game. And I was like, oh, this must be a Farming Simulator competitor. I'm going to check it out.
Because
eventually.
Sure. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah.
What are the... I found two new games for super cheap. Oh, it was like Ni no Kuni 2 and Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition, which I think is everything, right?
It's everything.
Good.
It's Thanos.
There's like a bunch of DS games and stuff like that. The Brain Age games, like I had lost a few of them, so replenished. Those were, man, maybe $1. I don't know. On the one hand, like if I think about it, it's like, yeah, all this makes sense. But
of course it does.
On the other hand, it probably does not. So
it's fine, Tropical. It's fine. I mean, the bright side is you keep people in business.
I guess that's true.
So, you know,
you're welcome, GameStop.
For now, until they die horribly, they know what they did.
Yeah, I wonder if there is data on like. How long it would take to complete, and not like 100%, but like play through the entire, say, PS3 library. Like, how many hours is that?
You want to find out?
Is that enough? Is there enough in a lifetime to do it?
I don't know. Depends on whose lifetime we're talking.
Or do you think it's more like it's like 6 or 7 years?
I think would be probably, you know.
Because not every game is like super long. Yeah. So it's like.
Like, I'd be curious to know. Like, is it actually possible? I mean, I remember
that podcast when I played Arkham Asylum and I was like, I'm going to beat this for the podcast so I can talk about it during Golden Crossers. And I totally did. Or the game here back before it was Golden Crossers.
Yeah. Like, most modern games, single player is like, well, on PS3, it was like 12, 14 hours, right? So, like, if you only take leisure time in a day, that's like 8 hours a day. So one of those is like 2 days. and there are maybe, I don't know, 1,000 maybe games on that system. It would be interesting to know. All right. Yeah, Division was all I've been playing.
So, yeah, I remember the concept for the who's going up and who's going down, but I didn't really have an idea of, like, how we would talk about this.
Well,
an entire week to plan.
The concept was, like, who did we say was going up?
Capcom.
Capcom is on the rise. Oh, yeah, that's yes. Right, because of the...
DMC, Resident Evil,
yeah,
Monster Hunter, all their awesome games.
Back to back to back. Out. Have they... What was their last, like, dud?
Street Fighter V.
Some people would disagree, but yeah, I think majority the people, or no, actually, because Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite came out after that, and that one was more hated
than because they removed
Street Fighter.
Oh, that's right, no X-Men. Yeah.
But yeah, since then, and even I think that was even before. No, I think it was after they said, oh, we're going to concentrate on, like, legacy catalog. Yeah. But, yeah, then we got Resident Evil 7, Monster Hunter World, Resident Evil 2.
Devil May Cry 5.
Devil May Cry 5.
Pull my devil trigger.
Oh, yes. His devil trigger.
Oh, pull yes.
It has been... it's been really great. Well, yeah. If Capcom is on the rise, there's a lot of ones that we can say are on.
Also, it seems like there's a lot of people that have just stepped in it. This console generation of just like, oh, didn't see that coming. Landmine, and just like, oh, that was. Did they not? No. Okay. Whatever. Are like we... the most recent kerfluffle with Bethesda and Fallout 76, and just like, ooh, that was kind of hard to watch. But then I did like to see them not get a free pass. It was like, on the one hand, this is what I've been saying this whole time. But on the other hand, ooh, they got hit hard by everybody.
I would say Bethesda is actually still on the rise. Besides for Fallout 76,
besides that, like the one incident. But, like, you know, if I would say, like, somebody else that just has, like, you know, had a lot of bumpity bumps, EA for sure. Because, like, especially after this weekend, the whole more layoff thing. Layoff it's like, things. Oh, that happened. And just people seem to just hate them. It's like, can't do anything right. People, like, things I see on comment sections is just, like, people just really don't like them. It's like, how did we get here? EA was so beloved at one time of, like, yeah, you're the anti-Activision or the reverse... Not Activision. Now you're just like them and even worse.
That was the last golden age when they had Mirror's Edge and Dead Space. I don't think BioWare was part of them yet.
They weren't. I don't think. Mass Effect 1 was like maybe out by then. I don't know. Or yeah, like Mass in Effect development. 1 was out. I don't think it had come out.
But it was already. It was a Microsoft published one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They got bought. Okay, I forgot about that.
I wonder if the thing with Pandemic had happened yet.
No, because BioWare and Pandemic got acquired around the same time.
Okay, right. Yeah, I mean I think the obvious ones in decline are Activision and EA, like the biggest publishers in the world.
Activision. The darkest timeline strikes again.
Activision, thanks. Like, you know, not even the layoff stuff. Like, think about their output. It's been Call of Duty. They did the, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 that they tried to revive the series, and it was, like, not good. And for a while they were saying, like, oh, Ignite is going to be our sports engine, and all the games are going to be on Ignite. And... like, that was the time of NBA Elite, I think. The one that never came out because it was really bad. Then we had, you know, their handling of the Star Wars license, resulted in two games.
Yeah, that was just, man, the ire that was raised after the Amy Hennig game went away. And everyone was like, what? 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 We lost Star Wars 13, and now we lost this, and we almost had a games and service game? What? And just, man, the rage. Just, man, there's just, yeah, stepping in it. And, like, the whole Battlefield kerfluffle, too.
Yeah. Wait, I said Activision, didn't I?
Oh,
yeah. Well, EA. This is you all EA, of course. Activision is like Call of Duty and Tony Hawk. And yeah, I jumped to the other one. Both of them, like, just so many sort of mediocre, like, franchises that have been on the decline is the stuff that they've been leaning into, it seems. Yeah, that's really strange. But I'm often reminded, like, someone was saying, I think someone inside Activision was saying that Activision employees for a long time have, like, been saying amongst themselves, like, huh, there's no innovation going on in Activision. Like, you know, where the interesting, innovative games are going to come from? And the answer was, well, that's what we have Bungie for. And now they don't.
I mean, I guess another example of, like, who's on the fall would be Microsoft, because ever since the whole TV sports things, they haven't recovered from that. It's just been like a black eye this gen of just, like, taking a beating after that and, like, not recovering.
Well,
so it's essentially like Sony when they did, like, $599, except they never recovered from it.
So do you think Microsoft is still on the downslope, or have they, like, bottomed out? Or are they on the rise, even if they're, like, at a low point on the rise?
I honestly feel like they have not bottomed out yet, because, you know, Crackdown 3, dude, like, that was, like, sent to die. It was, like, nobody was saying anything about it, and everybody was like, isn't that game coming out soon? And then, like, it came out to, like, no, like, ads and stuff, and it was just like, oh, this game's terrible, and or not terrible, but just, like, mediocre, and just, like, you know, they're bought all these studios, and it's like, oh, it's like, I mean, to me, it was like, you know, did you have to bring them up on stage at E3, or, like, just have to, like, that be your thing of, like, oh, we went and bought money, headed all these studios, and just, like, you know, that's not cool, man. I did not really like that move of, like, hey, guys, look what we did. We bought a bunch of people. And then, like, Ninja there, and I was like, no, Obsidian, no. And it's just like, doing it again. Microsoft, even though after this June, when, like, they had all these Scalebound shenanigans of, like, exclusives that just got axed, or just, like, internal studios that, like, withered away and died. Like, the whole Halo live action, whatever, that never came to be.
The TV show.
I even saw something on Twitter where it's, like, they said something about, like, the, what's the Gears people? The something? The Coalition. It's cool, like,
yeah.
They're now fully focused on Gears, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, what were they focusing on before? What was their big thing that they were not doing that was that?
Yeah, I guess that has been
also very, like, just different. Like, you know, the whole, yeah, it's like HoloLens at E3 that one time, and then there hasn't really been anything about it, and it's like, well, like, you know, Kinect, that was also a thing. So it's like, are you really trying to do this again, Microsoft? Because we saw what happened last time, and let's all try not to forget Project Milo. And then, man, like, Lionhead isn't even around anymore, right? Did they get dissolved as well? Or? Yeah, because, man, yeah, yeah. It's like on the one hand, it's like, I want to think they've bought them out, but it's like, they released the most powerful console ever, but then it's like, you know, why? And then they have this discless Xbox coming, and then streaming console thing going on. It's like, I guess we'll see, but I don't know. It's like on the one hand, it's like, maybe it is the end, but then it's like, they have all these other opportunities here to just step in it and, like, mess up again. And it's like, maybe not. Maybe not quite.
It has been really interesting, because I thought that this generation,
I mean, they did have, like, the one success of, like, Xbox Game Pass apparently seems to be a good thing that's taken off and stuff. But yeah. Besides that, it's been all bad news from team Washington or team Seattle. Those people.
Because, like, yeah, I've always thought that Xbox has done whatever PlayStation did. So 360 was, like, copied what PS2 did, getting all the big third parties, and really, like, that was the thing. And then this generation, they started with copying PS3, announcing really unpopular price points and stuff like that. And then, just, like, having a terrible start. But then they didn't do what Sony did during the PS3, which was, like, really foster these, like, first-party exclusive games. None of them sold as well as any of the first-party stuff from 360. But now, you know, now that PS4 is the most widely owned console, like, that all paid off. Like, Uncharted 4 sold super well. Even, like, Last of Us Remastered sold super well. Like, lots of these things that, you know, back during the 360 PS3 era, people would say, it's like, oh, they're not good. Those aren't good franchises. Look, they sold, like, a fraction of what Gears of War 3 sold. But yeah, like, they stuck with them, and then finally, like, this generation, they paid off. Whereas with Xbox One, like, it doesn't seem like they did any of that. They just continued with their 360 franchises. They didn't really go for, like, can you think of any, what's a new franchise from the Xbox One that will continue onto their future platforms?
Can't think of any. Maybe the pirate one.
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves.
Maybe
like the only one.
Yeah. But yeah, like, they didn't do that. They didn't foster their first party. Instead, they, like, at the end, bought a bunch of studios to be their first party. So, but even then, like, they're not going to be, whatever those new games are, aren't going to come out with installed fan bases already, because they're just going to be brand new. So I think it'll be, like, harder at the start of the next generation, even if they, you know, come out with the launch lineup, it's like, oh, it's like first party heaven here. All the studios we bought, they got launch games, and it's going to be so good. And it's different because if they're totally new, you know, you got to convince them further than if they were just like the next iteration of franchises that haven't made the big time, but people definitely know them already. Oh, who else?
Yeah, see, I was kind of like thinking, like, that's like, or that's kind of like what our theory was, like, you know, do it, like, saying, I think we said a couple times on the podcast as far as, like, you know, why they haven't really shown a lot that the first party stuff, like, at the end of this gen, it's like they're all saving it, or yeah, Microsoft specifically just saving it for next gen. But if it's all like new IPs and stuff, it's like, well, how are you going to convince people?
It's, yeah, it'll be harder, I think. Who else is on the rise then?
I would say Devolver Digital on the rise.
Oh, yeah.
They put a lot of cool, interesting, neat stuff, and they have like that weird E3 thing every year.
Yeah. They seem like a bigger publisher than they probably are.
Let's see. I'd say them, Wells Interactive, because they have like a lot of neat stuff too. And then who is the... Crap, I had like a third name in my brain and I forgot, but those two for sure. Oh, CD Projekt Red, yeah. Like, they seem like, after that Cyberpunk demo, dude, everybody's just like salivating and just like cannot wait. They want it. Just, ugh. So hyped.
How do you think Ubisoft is doing?
I think Ubisoft is the the winner of the mega publishers, even though it's funny because it's like, they have, like, you know, put such a bad taste in everybody's mouths from, like, other, like, some things, but then other things have, like, they redeemed themselves. It's, mm-hmm. like, you know, Watch Dogs, that whole kerfuffle. So it's, like, Watch Dogs didn't really sell that good, but still did good. And then Ghost Recon Wildlands was, like, a huge seller. So I guess I never hear about it, so I don't know if anybody's playing it, but it's, like, apparently it sold really well. And then, like, same thing with Assassin's Creed. It's, like, you know, you have the people that are, like, I'm never playing any of those ever again. So it's like, you know, it's a known quantity with like some of the stuff that they have. Like, people have just been like, so I'm out on this. But then like the Rayman game was really good. And they had the that game. I can't think of the name. Not, or they had like a bunch of like really cool games too. This gen, the turn-based RPG thingy, and then like the one with like the World War One soldier thing. That was cool. Or the different characters during that era. Anyway, like with the dog and the soldier dude and like the other people.
Oh yeah.
And they put out a lot of like neat stuff and not just like, or they take a chance, I guess. And then like, maybe the Beyond Good and Evil isn't going like the way, or yeah, isn't not going the way like people wanted to go, but at least like we're getting another one after all these years. So there's that too. So I would say definitely out of like all the mega publishers, they're the one that's got the least amount of ire from the user base probably.
Mm.
And like some, and like, you know, since they are like going to put out like sometimes like a Watch Dogs or a Division, it's like they actually take chances with new IPs versus like Activision and EA don't do that very much at all.
Yeah, it seems like it. Is PlayStation on the rise?
I feel like they're complacent. So it's like, or currently I think they're, I feel like they've plateaued, but they're still on like the high end just because they have stuff lined up that's like going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Like they still have Tsushima, Days Gone, and Death Stranding and Last of Us 2. So it's like they still have hits that are like guaranteed, like, you know, it's gonna be awesome. It's just they kind of had a kerfuffle too with like the whole state of play thing. They could have like tempered people's expectations. I think that was a mistake to like not do that and just been like tell us in advance of like hint at like it would have been more VR centric just to like not have people be so like salivating of like, oh man, and just like completely misfire and not deliver.
So, do you think Death Stranding will ever appear on State of Play, like a big Death Stranding announcement, or like a big The Last of Us announcement, or Ghosts of Tsushima? Or do you think it's always going to be sort of at the level that we saw?
I would like to think it will. If they're going to just ditch their usual format and they're not going to E3 and like this is their thing that they're doing, I would like to think that it will. So I'd say yes, because like that was the thing too. It's like they said, you know, going forward throughout the year we'll have like multiple updates on multiple things, so it's not just going to be what they showed that time. So yeah, I think they could have like stuff where it's like going to be super duper awesome hype time, or just like the I mean, if they can also like manage to temper people's expectations and just like tell us like Nintendo does of like, oh, this will be about our spring lineup, blah blah blah, or just some like vague description that like doesn't just like get people wildly speculating because they use their imagination. They're just like, what could it be? It could be anything. Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima, Death Stranding, all those awesome games I can't wait for, and just like, yeah, people will just take away on their unicorn and write it into imagination stand and just completely get devastated when it blows up and like, oh, that's not what I wanted. So yeah.
Who else is out there? Sega. How's Sega doing?
Well, the only thing they got is that they got lucky for acquiring Atlas, but then it's like it's like technically it's not them that's doing well then. It's still just Atlas. So
well, they got like Yakuza and who I think, do they own Creative Assembly now?
I do not know.
I don't remember. But they made like Alien Isolation was theirs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I guess that was a while ago. Yeah, recently it was I guess like Valkyrie Chronicles 4. Yeah, the Atlas stuff. Catherine is coming out. Persona 5.
Yeah, Judgment game.
Judgment. Yep. I understand the Sega the Sonic Transform racing games are really good.
All right, the racing game is supposed to be happening too. Yeah.
Or maybe Sega is just like neither here nor there right now.
I mean, I guess they're in a better place than they were before, so that, but who even knows with them sometimes? Who even knows?
They actually gave us like a almost universally praised Sonic game this generation with Sonic Mania.
I mean, you know, sometimes you get lucky.
How about Nintendo?
Nintendo made a wonderful bounce back from that Wii U debacle of theirs. So they have definitely, things have definitely gone well for them once the Switch happened and they started picking up steam, because there was a lot of doom and gloom going on when the Wii U happened, and everybody was like, this ain't it, Chief. This ain't it. So, I mean, I guess it had to happen in order for the Switch to happen, because, I mean, the similarities between the two consoles are there, but they just went in a different direction. So it's like, maybe the Wii just had to happen, be the testing bed for whatever they were planning on doing, and then the Switch happened, and it's getting a lot more third-party support than the Wii U ever was. So it's like, they're doing a lot better. They're doing a lot better. So, and even in the short time the Switch has been released, they've already sold millions upon millions of consoles. And I mean, you know, it's good. It's good for them. It's good for them.
As far I think they're on the up for sure, because they haven't, they've somewhat maintained the momentum that they kind of have kept with the Switch launch since Zelda came out and then Mario came out, and then just kind of been able to maintain it at that like level of quality, and then still be just putting in enough breadcrumbs throughout the year with their directs to keep everybody satisfied, it seems.
Do you think, like, how far away do you think we are to peak Nintendo? is this the highest it's gonna get on Switch?
Or we, I don't think so.
Is there more road to the summit?
I think there's more, just because we have Pokemon coming after Smash Brothers, and then
you have Metroid, which is eventually going to happen, and then it's like they have their other first party properties that they haven't really dove into for the Switch yet. So I mean, they still have their beloved franchises, and then, like I said, they're getting more third-party support than they were before. So, I mean, we'll probably see a lot more stuff as opposed to those dreaded Nintendo drops we used to get back in the day, where you're just like, well, have nothing to play for the next who knows how long until the next game comes out. So, yeah.
Yeah, and with the Mario Kart 8 Infinity, we know that they're willing to port stuff from Wii U to Switch, so that could happen too. And there were not a lot of Wii U owners, so
redo the entire generation.
That leaves a lot of runway for them to build if they need to.
Because I still wanted to play Tokyo Mirage Sessions, but man, might have had to be on the Wii U.
Why?
I wonder if that's gonna happen. It could, maybe. Is there anyone else that people talk about that we haven't talked about besides Battle Royale? Think Battle Royale has peaked? Or
no?
So it's still.
I mean, that's the thing, is like that we were saying that at the end of the year, or I was saying at the end of your podcast, is like there's going to be more Battle Royale, and like after you saw FE and Apex Legends, it's like, well, you can have these two coexisting with like huge user numbers. It's like, and then you have Blackout from Call of Duty, and then you have the Battlefield one. Is that out yet?
I think it just came out. Firestorm. Yeah.
So it's like you've got all these other people vying for it. It's like I don't see it ending, since there's not been you haven't seen like what happens when there's like all these competitors in the same space disrupting the user populations of the games. And then B, there's not one that's just been like, you know, come out as the clear winner of the struggle.
I mean, it's possible that the market will eventually get saturated to the point where people are like, well, it's time to move on to the next thing. But I mean, I don't think it's going to happen like soon. So, I mean, there's still some bit of a wave to ride out on that particular genre of games. And then while they continue to be popular with their memeability and whatnot, it kind of helps matters as well. So,
oh, so here's an interesting one. Like, okay, so not including Battle Royale, what is a genre that's on the rise?
That's on the rise? That's, I mean, I think that's the main one that's on the rise is Battle Royale. Like, besides that, I mean, maybe Retro Styles and Roguelikes, but that's just because I see so many. I'm like, I don't like Roguelikes, and I'm just like, F those games, but I see them all the time. And then Retro Styles just seems to be, we seem to get like a decent amount of them because they're easy to make now, I guess, with all the different tools out there. And people seem to like them, so and they seem to come out a lot.
HD sprites is very easy, apparently.
Like, The Messenger came out this week, I haven't bought it yet, and then there was like that trailer for that really interesting game that you tweeted about, Tropical, I can't think of the name, but that one.
Yes. Cyberstorm. Is that what it's called? Maybe.
I
can't remember. It's the next game from Yacht Club Games, who made Shovel Knight. But no, there was also there's one, Katana Zero, that I want to get. Yeah, I guess there are a lot of those.
We're taking it back to where it all began.
Is there, you think, a genre that is on the decline?
Madden.
You don't think they've... Can they go any lower? Like, they've been... I feel like Madden as...
Wait a minute. I just realized something. Okay, so actually going back to like genres on the rise, there have been a lot of games of service / co-op online thingies, because you have, like I was just saying, Ghost Recon Wildlands, you've got Anthem, you've got Fallout 76, they might, you know, eventually 180 that, and like Diablo 3 it, where it's not terrible. Same thing with Anthem, I guess, because Destiny as well, Division. But yeah, there's like a ton of games that are like trying to do that too, where it's like the 4-player co-op, fun times with your people, unless it's Destiny because it's only 3. And then and Borderlands 3, which, or whatever, it's not a subtitle, I can't remember, that the Mask of something, Mask of Mayhem, that's supposed to be announced tomorrow. So
I think that's the name of the trailer.
Well, Borderlands 3 as well, to reclaim the throne that it has abdicated for a very long time. I've been waiting.
Co-op is on the rise.
Oh, I guess also on the rise would be Souls Likes, because everybody likes those, apparently. Even though I don't. Souls
Likes. Yeah, they're not just from software.
Or Soul Styles, or whatever that you call.
Yeah, just about to say, because other things.
And all those.
I think
your Neos, your Surges, your various people making games more difficult because they're like, well, everybody likes this, so we should punish everybody. Punish all of the players. All because of Demon Souls. All because of Demon Souls.
I think even
so, basically,
like,
this is gamer's fault.
Kingdom Come Deliverance is kind... Like, it plays completely differently, but it is a game where it's like, it matters what the your enemy's like animations are doing, and if you can read them, then you can survive, and if you can't, then you keep doing the wrong thing and you keep getting killed.
Oh no.
So yeah, it's not even just like Souls games anymore that are like that.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, well, so for a while, people said that, like, racing games were in decline, in the sense that I guess they weren't as popular anymore. It used to be, like, every console launch needed a racing game.
I mean, they more or less did in their release windows for the consoles, though.
That is true.
I mean, Nintendo has their Mario Karts, and then... Forza or Forza, whatever they're saying the proper pronunciation of that is. And it's and then Gran Turismo for Sony. So I mean, they kinda did. Cause they were like, racing! Everybody loves racing! Love it! And then, you know, everybody did. And they spent,
I guess, Monster Hunter World, even though it's not a games of services, it's like a 4-player co-op game. So I mean, it wasn't, see, that's like the weird thing to me is like, I had been like saying that a lot on the podcast. I was like, you know, back in the olden times when we had Left 4 Dead and Borderlands, I thought there'd be a golden age of co-op. And then I thought we were going to get it with like this new batch of Division and everything else. But then, they're not those. They're a different type of beast. They are games of service games. So it's like, that's a different thing. Not what you're looking for, Tekken. So, not going to happen, dude. Sorry. Unless you want to, like, you know, go jump log into every game every day and every week to get your dailies and weeklies done and then grind your face off where, like, maybe you'll get that drop. Maybe you get your drop. And then you don't. And it's like, oh, why am I playing this game? Why am I in games with end games? Those games. F them. Yeah.
That's what's on the rise. Release maps.
Roadmaps.
Roadmaps for your games.
Post-launch like, roadmaps.
Ugh. Disgusting.
So enjoy.
I think enjoy are also on the rise. Because after Street Fighter 4, it seems like they... I'm trying to think. It seems like there's a second game that like helped add to that. And I can't think of it now. I'm just like, there was that... Or maybe it was just like, because they all came out this gen. Like we had Tekken and Soul Calibur and Street Fighter and Smash and Marvel vs. Capcom. Yeah, that's what it was. Like another Marvel vs. Capcom game came out, even though everybody was like, whatever. So it wasn't what everybody wanted. That's the problem. And then all the other, or Dragon Ball FighterZ and all the other, as they call them now, anime games, which is, I hate that name, by the way. Just, I hate it. Like the Guilty Gears and all that other stuff, and there's also like the Samurai Showdown coming out and probably some other stuff I can't think of, but yeah, on the rise for sure.
Still on the rise. It's been many years now. Street Fighter 4 bringing it back. Cool. Well, that's some stuff that's on the rise and on the decline. Is there anything else you wanted to add there?
On decline. I can't think of any genres on the decline. It just seems like I think the thing about like the genre thing is like if you put it out and there are people that like that type of game, like people will play it and it will like sell. Like if you look at, you know, DMC and Resident Evil, it's like they're kinda are their respective like kings of the throne for that. So it's like, you know, even though there's no Batman type combat game or whatever, whatever Rocksteady puts out, whatever they're putting out or does something that's like a whatever style, like people will play it just like even though there's not a lot of survival horror or stylish action besides Bayonetta and Devil May Cry, really. And gosh, I had another example already in my brain. What was it? Besides Batman and that stuff. Jeez, I can't think. No, I had a good example. What was that? There's those. Was it Resident Evil? I said Resident Evil. And that's survival horror. Oh yeah, Ace Combat, because that just came out. So, you know, there's not a lot of flight through the flying combat, whatever stuff, because I'm always about that. So, yeah. But, you know, it's not like they don't magically sell, it's just people don't make them. But they're not, on the, I wouldn't say they're on decline. They're like more of a state of, I guess, near extinction. Is more accurate.
They exist, so yeah. You just don't see them often.
Yeah, they're not on the rise or a popular genre. They just, you don't get to see a lot of them. Maybe that's on the rise too, a lot of like zany Japanesey games, because PS4 like did so good this gen, because you had the Taiko Drum Master had another thingy. I bought it, I haven't played it, and there's that weird Nippon whatever party game that came out.
Oh, I still need to play that one. Something and marathon, yeah. Right?
Is it Nippon? Yeah, it's marathon. Like Nippon Marathon. That might be it, but yeah, not quite extinct just yet. Just very endangered. But I guess plateaued because they're almost dead, but not quite yet.
All depends on what happens next.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, also with like the reverse XCOM game, like, you know. Or not reverse XCOM, but or yeah, that Martian people thingy, like, you know, strategy.
Yeah.
Strategy is like in a healthy spot because it's not quite dead, but it's not near endangered. And then Unsung Stories, I think, coming out soon. So, well, not soon, but like this year, maybe. End of the year, I should say. unless it gets delayed again, whatever. So, like, you know, tactical RPGs, strategy RPGs, Grand Kingdom, God Wars, and the Zodiac Killer game. So yeah, all those they still come out, and Fire Emblem. So yeah, they're still around. They're just not quite extinct yet.
RPG. Do you have anything to add?
No.
All right. Then.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, I was going to say, like, with VR, I mean, also not quite extinct is Lycan games, because Shadow Gold plays a lot of stuff where it's like, oh, it's kind of like Time Crisis or Virtual Cop 4 or 5 or whatever that is. And it's like, there's a fifth one.
There's a lot of them like that.
So also you can do those things now. Oh yeah, and then like, you know, with the Finn Late Shift and the Night Trap Remaster, it's like even FMV games and it's interactive in general.
Making a comeback.
Like, not quite extinct. So yeah. Is there a word for when something comes back from extinction? Because we might have to come up with that. Because like it seems like there's a lot of like old things being tried again or just like coming out. And it's like, that didn't exist for a very long time. Late Shift is like way different than Night Trap. It's like a whole different style. It's a very choice-based whatever, but it is that. So it's also FMV. So in that regard, it is that. But yeah, it's like, just because it's gone doesn't mean it can't return or something. So here's hoping that the Virtual Console returns and... We can all be happy that Nintendo was like, this whole Nintendo Online thing is stupid. What were we thinking? So until then, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Cool.
And I hope we get some sweet Star Wars FE and Rogue Squadron action, because Starfighter mode in Battlefront is only going to take it so far, I'm just saying.
Yes.
What the F? Like, what is EA Motive doing over there? Seriously.
They're gone.
Come on, Jade Raymond. Oh, they are?
Jade Raymond's at Google now.
That's right. Okay, maybe they're not doing anything because. Yay! Ah, see, this is why everyone hates you.
There should be so many. Anyway, yeah, let's move on to the quick RR for the.
Wow, we should like revisit this segment like every 6 months to be like, okay, where are we at now? Yeah. The EA bounce back.
We could draw little like charts and stuff.
It's like, did Activision make anything else?
Are they
recovering? Did they put out anything else? After they lost Destiny and Bungie went independent.
Oh man.
Is there another battle royale on the horizon? I mean, after E3, there's like a ton of battle royale games announced. I'm gonna just not be happy and be like, this genre is too on the rise. That's all we see. Ugh. Too many battle royales.
All right. Let's do the weekly RRR rapid release responses for the next few days until Tuesday of next week, the day before we record. This week was really the giant release week, but there's a fair number of games coming out in the next 7 days, too. So here we go. The first one is called S-O-N. S-O-N. Takes place in the most well-known forest in...
And where? Where's the forest?
I don't know. It's the 10-word truncated description, but sometimes that's enough to make you interested.
It was not this time.
Apparently this was not one of those times.
Yeah, I can't think of a lot of games that take place in the forest. I'm just like, oh man.
Well-known forest. You know what
forest. I have? That game... That. Fond memories. So sorry, S-O-N. Also, that's a weird title. Sorry. Just it is. Who calls their game Sun with like acronymed.
Oh, these are for March 28th, by the way, which is tomorrow, a Thursday, which is really weird. But yeah, I guess that's what we're doing now. The next one is War Party. War Cave and Crazy Monkey Studios bring a new strategy game.
Ooh, strategy. Oh. But it's called War Party, so it's like, that's a terrible name, I'm just saying. Like, who shows up to a party? It's like, yeah, guys, I got all the war that we wanted.
Oh. Well, maybe it's like a hunting party. War? It's just a group of hunting people.
No,
it's a group of war people.
Group of war people.
Made by War Cave. And a crazy monkey. No?
Nope.
Although,
I mean, it says strategy, so I'm like, what's the strategy RPG? But it's like, that you should use less words than let me know that. So it's like, no, I'm not going to be in suspense of like, oh, maybe it's this thing, but it probably isn't. So,
hey, what was it called though?
It's called War Party.
Oh yeah, because you did say they bring a war to the party. I mean, nah.
Nah. Sounds too generic-y, so it might not have much going for it.
That's true. Next up is Dracula's Legacy. Haunted by frightening dreams about her forgotten past, Isabella, along...
Wow, that's a okay. I thought that was the whole, that was all the title. We're
saying. I just was about to say, I was like, this is the longest title of any game we've had so far. Jeez.
Dracula's Legacy is the title.
Oh, that's a lot shorter.
Some lady named Isabella apparently is going to be.
I mean, maybe she's going to become a Dracula.
That's not how that works, RPG.
I mean, you don't know her life.
Nope.
That's a nope for me. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things you could do with vampires, man. I'm just saying.
You can become a vampire.
And you can
eat people.
Just have him and one lady. Could you better?
Also, only hang out at night. So, I mean, there's that. I want to go bursting into flames when you're hanging out with your friends. So there's that. You can never go to the beach with your friends to go tanning.
This one is called Inferno Climber. Forge through hell in this survival action RPG. Defeat powerful.
That sounds too much like a roguelike for me, because it's like survival. Why do you have a survival element? Because you die a lot. I'm kind of like, you know, I need to not play a game where I die a lot right now, so I'm gonna have to say pass.
Sensitive.
I've had a lot of dying this week. I'm kind of over it.
I'm sorry. Although, next RPG, that could be fun though. Wait, what is it called again?
Inferno Climber.
Inferno Climber. Interesting. Is it pretty based on what you can see?
Well, I see text. Actually, I wonder. So one of these games, and I can't remember which one, is actually from Arc System Works. I think it might be this one.
Maybe.
Cool. Moving on to March 29th, Friday. We start off with Legendary 11. Legendary 11 is an epic arcade football game inspired by...
Yep.
I think it's football.
Yeah.
Extra noob.
What was a cool arcade-y soccer game like Mario Strikers or Sega Soccer Slam, maybe, but this just says epic arcade-y and it's not arcade-y awesomeness or arcade-y cartoon style or something. Like it doesn't give me those vibes. Mm. So it's
or
like,
it could be like that anime soccer game, which is basically Dragon Ball Z but for soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been one of those. That would have been fun.
Factor 5.
Doesn't have a lot of cool adjectives or whatever throwing it out there to make me be like, it might be one of those. It might be one of those. I'm pretty sure it's not one of those. So pass.
This one is called Counterfight. Enjoy the thrills of running your own ramen shop. Counter.
No, thank you.
Wait,
I don't do.
I thought it was going to go
totally different.
Where you're the shop keeper. I don't do those games. Sorry.
All right. RPG.
I mean, even I don't know, because shop. I thought it was going to be something else when you said Counterfeit. I thought it was going to be something else. But then I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very confused. But yeah, probably not.
Okay. Then it's Surulam 3. The King of Surulam, tainted by an unknown force, has...
I think I've heard of this series before, but I haven't played it, and I don't think I have any interest, so no. But it's the third one? It's three?
It is the third one.
They've gotten to three, but I've never heard of it.
What?
But probably not. Probably not.
Then we got The End is Nigh. And so you get to choose. There's a fun description that I saw, or there's the description that will probably be more informative.
Do the fun one. Do the fun one.
This was on their Steam page, I think, is about the game. And it says, if you are reading this, you are probably dead. Just...
That makes me not want to buy that game, because I am not dead. So
you could
that's
be.
Actually not possible, because dead people can't read, because they're
you
dead.
Already, so maybe you're already wasted. Dead and you didn't know it.
It's like
maybe you got pissed at the North Starred. But now I'm curious.
It works. Maybe I think it really is about intrigue. The next one is Gods Remastered. Join the Nameless Warrior on a dangerous journey through four.
I don't know the first Gods game, so I will
I just about to say. I was like, okay. In a minute.
Remastered, you say? Have not heard of it, I say.
Is there a first game? And it's getting remastered?
Gods Remastered.
Gods is all in caps, too.
Gods.
Oh, my.
Big Gods.
That's too intense for me.
And then the last one for Friday is Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered.
Nope.
Okay, I forgot that was still happening.
That's the game. I heard RPG and Gamer like. Just be like, you know what? F this game. F Assassin's Creed. What did they do? They ruined it. And then ever since then, it was never the same. And then they're like, oh, the fourth one has sweet footsteps in it, but that was like the best part of the third one. So maybe that's how they salvaged it. But then it's like, yeah.
It's true. It was the only good part of the third one.
The
elf. But is the rest of the game any good? No, it's not. Oh, and I never played or never finished it. I mean, I did actually start three. That prologue is boring.
Well, the rest of the game is not going to make it any better. So,
all right. Last date before we record again is April 2nd, the Tuesday, the real release day. Although that may not be true in the future. The first game is Far Lone Sails. Vehicle action game. Vehicle adventure game.
That went from like.
Whoopsies. I'm sorry, Far.
That's hilarious.
Yes, Far is also all caps in this one. Far!
No, it's too intense.
Big Far.
It's too intense. I can't take it.
No.
Vehicle.
I can't take it, man.
Adventure. Get the F out of here.
The genre is actually hilarious. Listed as atmospheric vehicle adventure.
That is disgusting.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean, man? What the crap?
Someone is really in love with their idea of an atmospheric vehicle adventure game where you never get out of the car and get to have a character. It's just the car tasks. Oh, it's also car in all caps or whatever. That's no. I think they're too all in on this concept, and it's not that good of a concept, but nobody told them. So sorry, car people.
They were really all in on that too. It's just like atmospheric car adventure. The car is moody in the rain as he goes on his adventure through the streets. It's like, sir, it's just a car. No, it's not just any car. It's a car on an adventure. He has a mission. He has a family. It's like, I don't think that's how cars work, sir. Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, okay. Everyone knows that Cars is the worst Disney property. Why would you even do that? So.
Then Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, a modern take on the 25-year franchise Power Rangers.
Now, I'm assuming this Battle for the Grid thing is a fighting game because...
Yeah, it's like Marvel's Capcom, but with Power Rangers. I was watching someone stream yesterday. It actually doesn't look that bad.
I remember playing a Power Rangers fighting game back on the Sega Genesis all the way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing.
And, yeah. So, no.
I mean, that being said, I'm an adult now, and I don't really care about that franchise as much as, like, I used to. So.
I mean,
it was, like, something like...
I mean, yeah, I'm not, really like... loved,
like, Transformers. I'm down, but my love for Power Rangers has, like, come and gone, and I'm just, like, an fan. You know, I haven't even seen, like, the live-action movie that they put out, so... Sorry, Power Rangers.
Actually, it wasn't that bad, as everybody was claiming it was. because I saw it and I was like, you know what, this is actually pretty decent.
I hope so they everybody do make can
just STFU. Yeah, I would watch the sequel if they made it. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it wasn't bad. I mean, everybody was all like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. And then I watched it, I'm like, yeah, it's really not. Really not. I've seen far, far worse. Far, far worse. So, yeah.
Following that one, Anger Force Reloaded. Anger Force Reloaded is an action-packed, vertically scrolling shoot-em-up game.
Oh, one of those.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna pass on this one.
All right.
Unless your name is Ikaruga or Radiant Silver Gun and you're in that genre, you don't matter. I'm sorry.
The last one is Xianjian Qixia Zuan Liu, or what Sword and hell? Fairy 6. and it says, since the birth of the ancient god Shennong, the
Tropical's like, oh, I got this one. It's
I was just about to say, I was like, okay, I guess that's fine. But for those of us who don't speak that, what?
That's what it says.
Fire on the dragon, but it's not Dragon Ball, so I feel conflicted on the one hand. It has a dragon in it, but it's not Dragon Ball. I was so
confused.
So you don't summon him.
There was a language I didn't know, and now there's swords and dragons. I don't know what's happening.
What genre is this game, Tropical?
RPG.
It's an RPG, too.
But how would you find it? I don't know how to spell that title.
Just Sword and Fairy 6.
Also, it's a 6 in the series.
Then why did you say it like that?
That's what it says.
I think I'm inclined to pass on this one because I would be like, I don't know these characters or what's going on. Unless it's
true.
Like,
how did they get all the way to 6 games without anybody noticing? But the Blazes?
It's really funny because like the Chinese does not translate into the English title except for the 6.
The number. The only thing that's accurate here. Well then, that's off to a good start.
Yeah, I guess the series is called The Legend of Sword and Fairy. I'm like, is it? I mean, yeah, maybe, kind of. I don't know.
Like so I no? said, they managed to get all the 6 games without them even knowing what it was. It can't possibly be that good. But someone must love it because, again, it got all the way up to 6 games. So
that is also true.
It's coming out here.
Maybe it was like Japan only, and it's like
the time. Chinese, according to him, so it's not.
Oh, yeah. That's all. You know what? There's not a lot of games from China, so it's like, you know what? I think I'll pass. Yeah, that's definitely a red flag. Definitely.
Say
red
the title again, Tropical. Say it again. Do it.
Xianjian Qixia Zuan Liu. Sword Wonderful. And Fairy 6.
I love it. I'm going to go to GameStop and be like...
Hi, I'm looking for Xianjian Qixia Zuan Liu. What?
I'm sorry.
Xianjian Qixia. Saying it slower doesn't help.
I was just about to say, I don't know what you're saying. That would be great. That would be great.
That would be great. You can cement your legacy at your GameStop as the guy who always asks for games that they don't know.
That's true. They'll be like, I mean, it's like you've asked for some weird stuff before, but now I think you're just making stuff up.
You should make a video of you saying it slowly to the guy's face.
Like, sir, get out.
And like, at the end, he says 6. He's like, let me look real quick. Well, on my list, there's a game that has a 6 at the end.
The only thing. It's like, well, there's a 6, so that must be it, right? Right?
So not Mortal Kombat 11. That would happen to RPG, and he's like, 6 is very much not 11. GameStop guy that gets everything wrong.
You don't want Mortal Kombat 11? It's like, look at the things that I bought in the past. Does anything on there indicate I would want Mortal Kombat 11? I will sit down and think about what you just did.
Or like he says it again slow, and then he says six. And he's like, six you say? Let me look at my list here. Oh, maybe it's this one.
Maybe I'll do it at my GameStop. yeah, so that's the last release that we know so far for April 2nd. They will probably be more.
To spell it. So they're going to be like, can you spell that for me, please?
And then I would write it out.
That would be great. It's like,
this one! I'll write it bigger for you.
Gosh, that would be hilarious. It's like, I don't know how to type this in.
Oh, man.
Yes. Troll our GameStops. Troll them all.
Soon GameStop we may not get the chance.
It's true. You can't troll Amazon. Yet.
All right. On to the news, which I lost, but I can remember some stuff. So. We'll do the stuff I can remember. And if we can't remember it, then if it was super important, we'll get to it next time. When it's olds. First up, PlayStation Plus free games for the month of April have been released. Starting April 2nd, you'll be able to download The Surge, which is what we've been talking about. A Souls-type game, but not from software, and also set in the future.
So it's sci-fi-y.
Yeah. All I remember is like you can, I guess, like cut off robot parts on the enemies and then like use them like on yourself.
Strategic dismemberment from like Dark Souls, from Dead Space.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then graft it onto your suit. So. Thing. Mech seems kinda, person.
Oh, wait. I wrote up the, not the press release, but like the summary of the press release of this game way back in the day. And it was like, it's something like, in the future, robots have taken all the jobs, and the only way that people can work is to have these like augment suits so that they can compete with the robotic workforce. And then like, if I remember correctly, it was something like, Leon's first day, where your guy's first day, and like the robots are all, they've gone, you know, Mega Man World style revolt or something, and you're just like, oh no, good thing I have this suit,
because
I
was to do.
It's my first day at work, and I had to wear the suit.
So now I can fight you, yay!
Because we'll never learn. We'll never learn.
There's a sequel to The Surge coming, I think.
There is, which means we definitely didn't learn.
And Souls like are on the up and up because it must have sold well.
That's another one.
Are good enough, rather.
And then Conan Exiles is a Conan game, but set in like the beginning of civilization in that world. And that's really all I know about
it. I admittedly have not kept up with the Conan universe, so
I only know about Crom and something about crushing the enemies and the lament of their women or something.
Oh, dear.
This was the week where PlayStation announced their Nintendo Direct type things, State of Play, and also aired their first episode, which contained a whole bunch of like smaller game announcements. Mostly what I noticed was there was a lot of release dates announced.
Did you watch DarkPG? Because I was going to ask you, did it make you want to buy PSVR? Because if it didn't, it failed.
At work when it was airing. So I watched it when I got home from work.
So what do you think, Tekken?
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was, well, I mean, it will not surprise you to hear that I thought it was pretty exciting.
Wow, Jonathan, because I did not think that was exciting.
Because it was like, oh, there's like a lot of VR games coming out. really soon.
Like, maybe that does not have VR, this is like not going to be something that they would be like glad they spent time watching.
That's just like,
I was like, I don't know why they didn't temper expectations on that. That
was next bad. Here, there was a very heavy VR push, though.
Yeah, so. Like the next few months are kind of packed if you have VR. And you got the temple Days Gone, April 26th, right? But then they showed off like a bunch of VR stuff that is also coming out within the next 2 or 3 months. I think the only thing that didn't have a release date was Concrete Genie, which is
it comes out this fall, right?
Was
it 2019?
It said 2019, but I don't know if it was fall.
Oh, good.
But yeah, it's the next game from the people who made Entwined, and we've seen it a couple times. It's the one where you can like paint creatures on walls, and they've been talking about how they're making painting feel like painting, but also assisted in a way that the stuff that you paint looks really spectacular, even if you're not artistically capable. But yeah, there's a lot of VR stuff coming out. Trover Saves the World. Trover Saves the Universe. Sorry. The like the third game from Squanch Games. Vacation Simulator has a release date. That's the...
Wait, what? What's a Vacation
Simulator? Have we gotten to that point?
That's
Have
sequel...
we gotten to that point?
That's a sequel to Job Simulator. Which was about a future.
Like, here's a simulation of you hanging out on the beach.
Yeah, pretty much that's what that game is. Although not just the beach.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, they started off, I think they started off with a announcement of a new like Marvel and Sony collaboration on Iron Man VR. Being developed by Camouflage, they released Republic. Was that episodic adventure game? And they're talking about how it's going to be like a story-driven VR Iron Man experience.
Team Iron Man, you say?
You get to be Iron Man. Something that I saw when I first started watching, it was Blood and Truth, which is like the expanded London heist from PlayStation VR Worlds. That has a release date now of, I think it was May 28th. Then there was the VR montage, bunch of different VR games, some that we've seen, actually most that we've seen, I think. Maybe one that I hadn't seen before. And then it ended with Mortal Kombat 11, where they said that... which characters were they? Three characters. The monks. What are their names? Liu Kang.
Kung Lao,
yes. The hat guy. And Jax are going to be in the game. And they sort of showed off a bit... I guess it's going to be a time travel story, and like...
I'm kind of down on Mortal Kombat 11 story, dude. I was like, I don't know why they had to double down on time travel when that was like the big thing with 10. Because I was like, that was like, that should have been like a one-off, and to like revisit it and be like, yeah. Oh, more time travel just has me like not interested.
Well, so they've already like talked about sort of the story. Like, there was that one trailer where Raiden is evil now. Which has messed up some stuff for the gods that control time, I guess, or something like that. And so they're doing some time thing, and, you know, like old versions of characters are going to fight new versions of characters.
Oh, no.
It looks wacky. I guess we'll see. I don't remember the plot of 10 very well. I remember Mortal Kombat, like the reboot. Because that was like, oh, this is a very cool way.
It was weird because I watched a video about like the timeline of Mortal Kombat, and I was like, yeah, see, the thing about it is that like I didn't play. I mean, I played 4, but it's like I didn't like the era of like 1 through 3, which is like the part that they in the reboot kind of do, and then like 4 is like which one is it? Jeez, it's like
it's like the ones before 9, Armageddon and Deception.
9 is basically the story of 4 in like an alternate timeline or whatever. Like it's like the alternate version of that storyline. So it's like that's why it's so weird to me when I play that game. But it's like that's what that is. And then like this, like when I started doing like all this time travel stuff, I was like, why did they even bother? Because it's just whatever. It's just it just went too far over the shark for me. I was just like, yeah. I mean, I'm still gonna get it, obviously, but I just was kind of disappointed that that's where they're going with the story. So. Because it's like in 4, Shinnok is like got his thingy, and that's where Quan Chi comes into the play and does all his shenanigans before Deadly Alliance. But then in this alternate timeline that they set up because of what happened in 9, that never happened. Like the stuff that happened in like Deadly Alliance, Deception, Armageddon, it's like that stuff never happened. So it's like now we're just on this alternate path, or not alternate path, alternate timeline. Because it's like, well, there's no Dragon King shenanigans, so who knows if that's ever going to happen. Or, you know, all that stuff. So now we're just, like, to where we had a bunch of the characters, like, die or, like, become corrupted. And then that's where we're at. But then it's like, guess what? We're doing the same time travel stuff. So who knows what they're going to mess up this time. So I don't know. I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, it seems weird that they didn't. I mean, they probably are going to continue off of where 10 left off. But then at some point, yeah, it's going to time travel stuff is going to make it really weird. And you sort of wonder, is like, are they doing it to, like, rewrite stuff again? Because that's what 9 was for. There were parts of, I guess because at the end of Armageddon, everyone died, right?
Yeah.
And it was just like, what do you do for the next game? And so they sort of needed, a reboot somehow to get people not all dead. And you could do this story mode. Yeah, I guess we'll see.
And then, like, I think I just enjoyed it so much of, like, what they were doing with the whole, like, shonen style of, like, the characters had kids and the kids grew up and now the kids were the main characters. So I thought that was really neat.
Yeah.
And so, like, the time travel and bring back, oh, you have current time and old time Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade. It's like, no, thanks. You had something really cool and you'd kind of just wasted it. Thanks. Whatever.
So we just had GDC last
week. But then I guess like my conspiracy theory on that would be like maybe it's like why they or like the reason they did that is so they could get like old characters in the game that weren't in the game since 9, like Cabal and Baraka. So maybe that's like why they had to do that because like they weren't really there in the Kotal Kahn. What's the other realm called? Other realm, not Earth. There, the place where Shao Kahn and everybody hangs out. I mean,
that's
Netherrealm. Thank you. I was like, is it Netherrealm? Because that's the name of the studio. No, but I'm like, is that Outworld? The name of the realm too?
Outworld.
Jeez. But then, like, the other weird thing is, like, I was like when I watched that video, is like the people or Katana's people who were subjugated are like from a different planet anyway, called like Edenia, and like they never go to Edenia. So I was like, why don't they just go to Edenia? That'd be cool. But whatever.
Edenia's gone. Edenia is Outworld. Because that's what they do.
Okay,
he like conquers and then they merge.
Because they were saying like that's what they're trying to do the Earth because that's what they had done to Edenia. But I was like, I didn't understand that from like the way they told in the video. Because I was like, so Edenia's still around? No, okay, good to know.
It got absorbed.
They merge realms of planets.
I mean, I think it's still really cool. Like I like 9 because it did go through those stories, which
were not. That's why I like.
They weren't like really clear
as good
in the original game.
Yeah, as good
game.
When they were seeing
the I mean, you kind of get that story from the movies, but like the movies were not super great. And so it was like the first time in game form. It's like, oh, this is the stories, but kind of different than how you remember them. And then just like
they had that presentation, it was so much better.
Yeah. And there were just like parts. Like some of the stuff that they changed was like really cool and shocking. It's like, oh, you know, what happened to Sub-Zero and stuff? And then,
I mean, I guess that's the other thing for me is like, I wish they would have like did that, but like not have effed with the timeline because like that would have been like cool. Would have been like, okay, well, this is MK 1 through 3, like how you remember it, but in a different way, or like how it was, but like in a better version. So it's like, nope, we effed with it. So, haha. But like, now we have time travel again, so maybe they're going to make it back. they're going to fix it, but probably not. But did they really need to? No, but whatever. Oh.
Some of the characters they killed in 9 was like very shocking. It's like, I mean, yes, they've killed those characters before, but I don't, like, people don't consider. I thought the story of Deadly Alliance and like that era of Mortal Kombat was pretty interesting. And then it, I guess most people did not. And so this was like the rewrite where it's like, well, okay, those things still happened, but we're erasing them. Or depending on how time, how you think time travel works, maybe we're not erasing them. Maybe we're creating an offshoot, alternate 1955.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, they Star Trek'd it. It's like alternate timeline. That's why I said that. I was like, well, guess we'll see.
Yeah, so GGC was last week. There was a bunch of announcements for games because people were going to show them stuff. And then PAX is this weekend, or PAX East is this weekend. So you've been getting more announcements of games coming out before that. One of a few really exciting ones, Borderlands is probably going to get announced. You know, we had the tease before GDC, and then we had this teaser trailer called, I think it's called Mask of Mayhem. And it's like statues, and then all the statues are actually part of a bigger sculpture that looks like the Psycho mask. And it's like, oh, I guess we will soon see what this is all about. There haven't been really like, I mean, there's been cell shading, but cell shading on the PS4 looks very different than cell shading did on the PS3. So it'll be interesting to see what exactly Borderlands, the next one, will look like. And some people have been saying, like, is this a battle royale game?
I hope not.
That would be, yeah. And then we mentioned,
I would be very upset.
We mentioned earlier, Yacht Club Games announced their new game, which I think is called Cyberstorm. Although now that I'm remembering that I'm sitting in front of my computer, I can just find out for sure. Except I don't know how to spell yacht.
Y-A-C-H-T.
Yacht Club Games. There it is. Nope, I was wrong. It's called Cyber Shadow. That makes more sense because the character is like, I mean, it's clearly inspired
Ninja Gaiden,
yeah, from the original really NES. Cool.
Like, when I saw it, I was like, man, this looks very much like the pixel art Ninja Gaiden. I'm kind of like curious if they could get sued for that because I was like, this is a lot like rude when I'm watching that.
Well, he like stands differently and he's wearing a different color.
I guess it's a different game too, so.
Maybe he's a robot.
I mean, yeah. If it was like a other game where like you stole the character model of like the main character, like what would this would there be any ramifications from that? If like everything else is different.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, they have a different name, so it's not the same person. They just look the same, so whatever, man. Likeness, whatever. It's not a real person, so you know.
So I'm looking at it, and it looks like the game is coming out on Steam. Oh, still coming out on Steam. Switch and PS4. No date.
Dun, dun, dun. So it may never come out.
Shut up.
Had some bad experiences, man. Had some bad experiences.
With what? Duke Nukem Forever?
Where's my Psychonauts 2, man? Where's my Psychonauts 2? It's supposed to be out last year. What's going on? What's going on, guys?
Game's hard to make, dude. You know what Valve says? Gabe'em. Crazy.
I don't accept that.
Earlier in the week, also, Paradox Interactive, and I forget who's making it, but they announced that there's going to be a sequel to Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh, I saw that.
Bloodlines 2. They didn't show, I don't think there was any gameplay footage in the trailer.
There wasn't.
But it was like first person, and beating up vampires and people with like sledgehammers and stuff.
I really wish my hard drive save would not have like been on the hard drive that crashed when like Steam didn't have cloud saves, because now it's like I can never get that save back. And it was such a good game, and I was like, man, Tekken was like way into vampires before Twilight on the podcast. I just want to let that be known every time we bring it up, because it's true. And I was just all into that game, and I was very far, and things were going down, and it was really good. And I just never got back to restart my playthrough, so I might have to do that now, because sequel. It was so good. High expectations from that one.
They announced release dates for the next Wolfenstein game, Youngblood, and also the VR spinoff Cyberpilot. Those are both coming out in the summer. June, I want to say. And then I guess the last thing was like a rumor that the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Nintendo will be releasing two new models of the Switch as early as this summer. Oh, I was wrong about Wolfenstein. That's July 26th for both of those. But yeah, two new models. Essentially, one is supposed to be they described it in a weird way, something like it's for the avid game player. So you can, I think, imagine that it's going to be like the Switch equivalent of the PlayStation 4 Pro. And then the other one is supposed to be their like attempt to tempt people off of 3DS. Because a lot of people are still playing 3DS and they want them to switch over to Switch. And so they're going to go for a cheaper model. The report on Wall Street Journal mentioned specifically, like, maybe it won't have Rumble. But I guess some other sources that Eurogamer talked to said that it might include things like making the console more robust so that, you know, it's like less prone to totally getting destroyed when kids drop it. So things like that. They said basically it's sort of like how the 3DS line has like two different ones. There's like new 3DS XL, which is like the like flagship model. And then there is the 2DS, which was supposedly, you know, much harder to break and didn't have 3D. Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. Like if the high-end one was only docked, then it sort of loses the, like, why would it still be called Switch? They should call it something else.
Yeah, because like the point is to be able to go from portable to docked. Otherwise, it's like, well, you lost half of your gimmick, so there's that.
But yeah,
I think I got it backwards, where it's like the gutted one is not able to be docked. It's like handheld only.
Oh, I
watched a video on it before the podcast.
That's what I heard. The cheaper one is supposed to be handheld only. Which would make sense if they're trying to phase out the 3DS.
So. Yeah, and if they're trying to like lower costs, like what can you take out of it, but still, you know, be able to play Switch games? So yeah, that makes sense. What are they going to call that one? Switch is because it can switch. So will they just call it the Nintendo handheld?
Tropical.
It'll be the new DS.
It's just gonna have a weird subtitle.
Nintendo Switch
Minus, because they took something away.
Oh yeah, Switch Minus.
Or the Switch Mini, whatever.
It's got a 3-inch screen.
The Switch
can't switch.
The Nintendo
broken Switch.
Nintendo don't switch.
And then Nintendo don't switch. When you want to switch on the go, but not at home, because you have a secret family.
Has this Switch been in another dock?
Who told you? How did you find out?
You! It was you! You told me!
I love these Nintendo commercials already.
Oh, I guess I missed a thing on the Wolfenstein Youngblood. I guess it's a co-op game that you can also play solo with an AI partner. But if you buy the deluxe edition of the game, it includes a buddy pass, which lets you invite a friend to play for free. Sort of like that thing that Far Cry 4 had back in the day.
Yeah, I never used that.
I don't think I did either. You got like 10 of them. Wait, do I have Far Cry 4?
You probably do. I mean, when in doubt, you do.
And we have tied it in a neat bow back to the beginning of the show. All right, I have no more news. Did you guys have anything that I missed?
EA laid off some more people.
Ah, yes.
After record profits as well, just like Activision. Thanks, really, guys. Really
crazy. There's like an article on one of my tabs that I haven't gotten to read yet, but someone is basically, I think the thesis of the article is that this is all because, you know, some execs made really big mistakes. And now, for some reason, they're not the ones paying for it. Ain't that how it is?
Basically. I don't think I have anything else besides that I can think of anyway. Derp.
Well, that's sucky if we end on that. No, Alexa, I was not talking to you.
I mean, there was a patch for
what is really cool?
Anthem. That's supposed to be like another hopefully possible fun patch, but
since I suppose that's good, but we don't know. Nope, that's not good either. Not gonna do that one. Looking for good news.
See, this is why you should have just stopped after we did the don't switch and all that stuff. And now Tekken went and made everybody sad. And you're just like, oh, thanks, because this is the darkest timeline. And Tekken just had to enforce it. So thanks a lot, Tekken.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
The Persona 5 The Royale announced.
Oh, yeah. I got teased. I forgot about that.
There was like a video, right?
It was a very short teaser video with just a mysterious woman in it. So people think it's either the female protagonist equivalent for Joker when they re-released the game, or it's possibly a new character altogether that might have like new story content and stuff like they've done with Golden. So I guess we will find out, because they said they're gonna give us more information on like April 20 something, I think. Is when that's happening, because it's supposed to, like, because I mean, this initial this one initially came after them the finale for the Persona 5 animation, and then I'm guessing next month they'll be, I think that was like the anniversary or something anyway, so then they'll be giving us like the actual details for the Royal edition of the game, or if that is the actual name that they're going by. So we shall see.
Is that going to be a thing going forward, do you think? Like the just like they had Fez and they had whatever for 4 and they had Royal Golden. Now Golden, that there's going to be like another version of Persona every time it comes out?
Probably.
So like, should you even bother buying the first wave, if that's the case?
Well, that's a stupid question. Of course you should.
I think it's like the time between each one. So long that people are just like, I don't care if there's going to be another one. I'll buy both of them. I need it.
Yeah, because they all came out like a pretty long time after the initial releases. So it's like, well, I could wait the years after the fact, but I'd rather not. So,
well, some people can practice patience. So,
or are really bad at playing the games that they bought. Like, I haven't finished Persona 5.
And he'll probably get R.
Yeah, he probably will.
Just another game.
He has a problem, guys.
He has a problem.
All right, well, we can end the podcast then, I guess.
Cool. With
happy, happy, fun news at the end and not sad, bad news.
Thanks, Tekken.
I mean, please, RPG.
Check us out at aimlesspodcast.com for more of our shenanigans.
Information about what's released in that one report in the real world that we're not going to talk about because it has nothing to do with games. Derp.
Ah, yes, no.
I don't know what you just said.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans.
Thanks, Obama.
Anything to say before we sign off or sign off RPG?
I just said thanks, Obama.
Say before we sign off Tropical.
VR is looking very bright.
All right, so yeah, like Tropical said, check us out on the internets. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, wherever the F else, aimlesspodcast.com, aimlessspelled Z. So, you know, until you see or hear from us again, thanks for watching. And we're now signing off.